gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 413. I am your host, Cheapy D, here in New York, New York. Of course, as always, we are joined by a man who is not going to be in Street Fighter V, Wombat.
You don't know that.
Possible DLC, confirmed?
I was going to say, I'm just saying you don't know that. I mean, a lot can change between now and the end of Comic-Con.
That's right.
Do they have a Jew in there? I don't remember.
Ken could be Jewish. You don't know that.
I don't.
He doesn't look Jewish at all.
He's a blonde guy.
I'm just saying he could be. Maybe he's adopted.
He's more like the bad guy from Karate Kid.
Yeah, he does.
The blonde guy. What's his name again?
Billy Zabka.
No, the character's name.
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny. Thank you.
Yeah. So they got Ken in Street Fighter.
Wait, I was going to look. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the picture right now. That does not look like Ken. Oh, that does not look like Ken at all.
I honestly haven't looked.
They put some longer hair on him or something, right?
And more fire. It seems. And more blonde.
You gotta up your game.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And boy, what a show do we have for you today. Hi, Shipwreck.
Hello.
Is the basement set up yet? Everybody wants to know.
Oh, it is a process. I have about half of my games unboxed and on shelves.
That's the easy part.
That's the easy part, really. But it still takes a long time because I've got to adjust shelves. I've got to alphabetize. There's so much alphabetizing going on. So let's see. What else? I'm just looking around in the room to see what all has been changed since last week. I've got a few more consoles hooked up. I got my Artisan Turkish Dreamcast cable today in the mail.
What makes it artisanal?
They handcraft it.
Oh, okay. So it's like the interior of a Lexus.
Yeah, basically.
Or a McDonald's chicken sandwich.
Those are also handcrafted.
I also had one of those this week.
You're a real Renaissance man.
I am. I'm just artisanal all over the place. That's how I roll. So a lot is happening in the basement, but it does not happen very quickly. But I got the stereo hooked up since last time. And that sounds really good. I'm happy with the in-ceiling speakers that I went with.
You got the surround sound thing going.
I got the 7.2 going. So I got the
double subs.
7 speakers and dub subs.
That's nice. One day I'll have a place crazy. That's big enough that I need 2 subwoofers, but I don't know when that day is going to be.
At minimum 15 years.
Right. Exactly. Have you watched a movie in there?
Not an entire movie yet. My chairs don't come in until August. Like, I got the theater style seating.
I see. So you've just tested scenes and decided.
What about those red seats? Can't you just put those in the basement in the meantime?
Oh, you mean the ones from the red stadium?
Yes.
They're down here, yeah, but those are for the millipede machine.
Can you move them so you can watch TV until August?
Sure.
Just saying. But
I'm trying not to put anything in this room that doesn't need to be in here. That way I have room to work. But yeah, I don't. All of my arcade machines, which by all 3, get moved down tomorrow. We have movers coming.
Shit. Somebody wrote and had a question for you. Gunmetal Jackal wanted to know if you ever considered a secret Batcave style room.
I mean, everybody considers it, right?
Right.
I told you that. I think we talked about it on the show. My father, when he was a kid, his house, my grandparents' house, had a secret passageway to a secret room in the attic that you can only get to by a hidden stairway.
For hiding Jews, right?
It was. Their house was really old, and it was supposed to be for servers. So no one would see someone go from the attic to the kitchen.
Right.
But, yeah.
That sounds fun.
It was. It was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool house. And no one
owns that. Not for the servers, I don't think.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going way back.
back when servers enjoyed doing that type of thing.
I never said they did, but you know.
And by servers, do those have quotation marks around them?
No, I believe they would have been paid.
Wombat okay. supports the Confederate flag also.
Exactly.
He's waving it right now.
I didn't build the house.
But wait, I want to...
Don't be mad at me.
Who built the house, Wombat? Did they pay somebody, or was that also...
No, that servers? Was probably servants.
Oh... What were you saying, Cheapy? Something about
did
servants?
You actually look into seeing?
I mean, I've looked on websites before about hidden passageways to put them in, and that's a really hard sell to sell to your wife.
Right. Like, why are we hiding this from people? It doesn't make a lot of sense, really. It's
it
not
probably
too functional.
Doesn't really like help with the resale value of your house either. It's more of a creepy thing to have in your house.
It all depends what's behind the door. I mean, if it's Nintendo is behind the door, no one's going to be like, oh, it's so creepy. But if it's a sex swing.
Then you're going to sell the house much faster.
Right. Added value. But so no. The answer to your question, Gunmetal Jackal, is no. He didn't really consider it.
I mean, you've seen those basements where people have actually made it into bat caves where they have like stalactites and stuff. And it's just.
Well, that's not you.
No, that's not. That's definitely not me. And that also not helping with the potential buyers for your house in the future.
Are you looking to sell your house already? You haven't even set up the nerd room yet.
Right. No, we're not selling anytime soon. But still,
just
you like
in
to
case.
Add value to your house, not spend a lot of money to devalue your house.
Look, we'll throw in this millipede table if you buy the house today. Deal?
I'm looking forward to playing some millipede. I'm looking forward to playing all of these games now. Like, I pulled out so many games this week that I completely forgot that I had them. And I don't know why I have a lot of them, but they're here. I'll play them.
I'm thinking 24-hour live stream of the entire basement area, including, you know, whatever you're playing, automatically gets streamed direct. Plus, we got cameras set up just to show what's going on. We could watch the cats during the day. I think we have a home run, potentially.
It's not a bad idea. There's a cat chasing a fly around in this room right now.
That's internet gold.
I'm already excited to watch that.
I think it could work. The Shipwreck Channel.
That would confuse people because people would think it's a channel to watch shipwrecks.
Well, not really. Only the nerdiest of nerds would be watching, so they would know.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
How about some show feedback from last week, Wombat?
Sure. Zombie Jesus has to say, I'm mostly indifferent to fireworks like Cheapy, but then I moved to a neighborhood where the city does a show a half a block away, so my backyard was just about the best seat you could get. But you didn't have to get there at 10 a.m. to get it. Being close and convenient to a good fireworks show makes a world of difference. Hope you stuck around for them, Cheapy.
I stuck around for them. And they were really good. It's Wombat's neighborhood is... They're all trying to outdo each other with their fireworks. There's one guy who's got the motherload of fireworks. And then everybody else is trying to like, hey, me too, I have fireworks. And they all are launching them at the same time. So Wombat's house is like ground zero. So everything is just exploding all around you. It's like surround sound fireworks. It was pretty awesome. But they never stop apparently. They just keep going. So at one point, eventually you have to say goodnight. And as we were driving away, like the fireworks are still going off. We're on the highway. The fireworks are still going off. It was pretty cool. And we had a great time. So thank you, Wombat.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad that all of you were able to come. I hope Ty had fun.
Ty had a great time, but he was very tired by the end, and he even said like he was nodding off during the fireworks. I think he was like time to go, but he was asleep in the car instantly as soon as we drove away. So.
Well, that's even better. You know, after when everyone left, we put the kids to bed, and Laura and I just went outside and just sat at the fire pit, which was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of sat in the dark because the fireworks had stopped and just watched the fire pit slowly die enjoyed the quiet. And that was the best part of the night.
Nice. Yeah, it was really fun. We had a great time.
No, it was a good time.
Did Jason Pierre-Paul stop by your party?
He did. I have his finger in a bag in my freezer. idiot.
What is this, a guy that blew his finger off with fireworks or something?
Yeah, yeah.
One of two NFL players that did it this weekend.
Two guys did it?
Yep.
And there's that guy in the Mets who cut his finger off gardening, right? The pitcher.
Did he? Oh, I didn't see that one.
That was a long time ago. That was like in the 90s. Bobby Ojeda, was it?
I don't know.
One of the Mets players.
I thought that was this weekend. I'm like, how did I miss that? And something, then another guy hurt himself. Oh, a golfer. Oh, which one? A good golfer who hurt himself playing like soccer with his kids or something, like pulled a hamstring. Right. I don't know. If you're an athlete, don't be an athlete unless it's time for you to be an athlete.
Right. Don't move otherwise. Just sit there.
Otherwise, exactly. You have a lot of money. You could buy a big, comfortable chair.
Hire a guy to do fireworks for you.
Yeah.
Go to Wombat's house.
Come to my house. I got plenty of food. We're having another barbecue on Sunday because there's still so much food.
Nice.
Did you have the Doobie Brothers? Because the Doobie Brothers were... Oh, you couldn't have. They were where I was watching fireworks.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't. We didn't. Could you hear the music from my house? I don't even remember. No. We had no music.
Just explosions that it sounded way too close.
It was kind of cool.
If you have post-traumatic stress disorder, you do not want to live in Wombat's neighborhood.
It's just one night of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, you could live here the other nights of the year and probably be fine.
Right. Any other show feedback?
I see. Do we want to do any of these other ones?
The Thomas?
Sure. Thomas96 says, Nintendo operates like my job. Bad ideas go straight to the top unopposed. Great ideas have to fight to get implemented. You have to criticize Nintendo every chance you get until they do better. I need a little less innovation from Nintendo and a lot more back to basics.
I didn't put this on the outline, but did you guys watch that video about Project Hammer?
Yeah.
Wombat, did you watch it?
No, what is it?
It was like by a YouTube channel, Unseen64, and they only do videos about games that haven't come out or that never came out and like canceled projects and stuff. So they basically dug in to find out what happened to Project Hammer. You remember that game, right? That Wii game that was shown many years ago that never came out. And basically they said that the game was a mess for a long time, and then they brought in Japanese executives who basically shot down every idea that the Western developers had, even though the Western developers were the guys making the game and it was for primarily a Western audience. Just, they were basically told, you're not Japanese, you don't understand what we're talking about. And it turned out that a lot of these guys quit because of the way that they felt over this whole thing, and they left the company or they're not even making games anymore. But it was a pretty interesting video. You should watch it, Wombat. It shows you why. It basically tells you why Nintendo is having a lot of problems.
It sounds like everything that I said last week.
Yeah, I mean, it was exactly like what we've talked about before on the show. It's exactly what we figured was going on.
Cool.
What else we got? How about some Watch This Bitches? I've been watching some good stuff lately.
It looks like you're watching a lot of stuff. What are you watching?
So I meant to talk about this last week, but I forgot. I watched this movie, Kumiko Treasure Hunter. Have you heard of that?
Nope, but it sounds like something I don't want to watch.
No. No.
What kind of treasure are we hunting?
No.
It sounds like it has subtitles.
It doesn't.
It sounds like an anime.
It does. It's none of those things. Do you remember many years ago, there was a story floating around about a Japanese woman who was like really into the movie Fargo, and she came to America. She was looking for the money from Fargo. Do you remember at the end of Fargo, there's like all that money and it gets buried somewhere? So the story was that she came to America to look for the money and then died looking for the money.
She got thrown in a wood chipper.
She froze to death.
Really?
That's the story that was going around. Anyway, this movie basically reenacts the story, even though the story was reported as true and turned out not to be really true. The movie is very entertaining, and I don't remember if there's, I mean, it's not a Japanese movie. It's not made by Japanese people. There's a Japanese woman is the star of the movie, but it's not a Japanese movie. It's very entertaining. I'd recommend it. And it's pretty stylish too. And then the second thing I'm watching, which I also recommend, is this TV show Mr. Robot, which is on USA Network, about a hacker who, he's like a super hacker, and he is trying to fight like an evil corporation. And basically like a hacking vigilante. And it's very good. It's very well done. Even though it's on the USA Network, I haven't seen anything on the USA Network for a long time.
They make very good shows.
Yeah, I had no idea. This is as good a quality as Breaking Bad, at least in terms of the production value. It seems really solid. And as adult,
does he have a good hacker alias?
No, it's very serious. It's not like that. But Christian,
well, he's got to have an alias, right?
No, he doesn't. I don't think.
He's just using his real name.
I don't know.
Seems like a really bad idea for a hacker.
I don't think he uses his real name. He works alone, at least at this point. But Christian Slater's in the show too. I know that might turn you off, but
he uses his real name.
No, he's Mr. Robot, actually.
See, that's a better hacker alias. That's a pretty good alias.
I was gonna go by Mr. Robot, but now I guess it's too late.
It is too late, and they're filming it in my neighborhood. I saw the sign.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
they do a lot of those USA shows. You'll probably see occasionally some Royal Pains around there too.
I like Mr. I like the actor who's playing the main character in that. He's very unique looking, and it's just a unique character. It's really cool. You should check it out, Mr. Robot.
Domo arigato.
Yes, you're welcome for the recommendation. It's excellent. What else we got here? Should we do new releases?
Sure.
We have a couple things. I guess everybody's really excited about Rocket League for PlayStation 4, which was the free with PlayStation Plus game. Cars playing soccer.
It's really good.
But apparently it's also really broken, or PSN is really broken.
Yes.
PSN is really broken.
Do you think that broke PSN? Like another free online game?
I think it's a combination of that. I think it was probably a little bit of Destiny, because they released that wheel of achievements that you need to do this week.
Is that? Oh, that's what everybody's posting? I don't know what. People are posting pictures of that thing. Like, I'm supposed to know what it is.
It's your wheel of achievements to show you, you know, if you've done stuff in Destiny. Like, have you done everything?
You could have learned Chinese by now, but yeah, nope, probably. You've got this rocket launcher.
Your wheel of Destiny. And I can't think of anything else that's an online game on PlayStation that would matter at this time.
So it's all those people trying to watch PlayStation View.
Yeah, that's it.
But let's talk about Rocket League, though, because it does what you can play it single player, and it's actually quite good just playing. You can play a season just with bots, which is very fun. And you can even do that while it's searching for a game for you that probably will never be found to play online.
All those goals that you keep posting that you're scoring, those are done just you against bots?
Yeah. And the bots are your teammates, too.
I am so far less impressed now.
Why?
Because, you know, I find that even I could probably score against bots.
No, I mean, there's different difficulty. That's the medium level difficulty. It's not. I lose a lot of the games when I play the season. I think I went like, I don't know, 2-8 when I went my first
season. I'm just saying, I thought you would have were playing against real people, and I was like, wow, he's really, really good at this.
No.
Makes sense.
But I am really, no, I'm not good. It's fun. It's really, they've nailed the control on this game. That's the trick with these sports type games. I mean, they got the car driving down to make it fun, and you can drive on the walls and the ceiling. I don't know. You guys got to give it a try. Even the single player is fun. I'm telling you, it scratches my old school video game made up sports itch very nicely.
It's downloaded. I just haven't played it.
Yeah. It's so good that I'm thinking about buying it on PC just like so I can play it when I'm at my PC. That's how good it is.
That's good.
But it needs to work.
Does work on PC?
I don't. That was the other thing. I doubt it. I don't know. Because it sounds like it's a server. I follow them on Twitter, and they keep posting about how they're putting up more servers. So I don't. It sounds like it would be a problem anyway. But it has cross-platform play as well. I just don't know what.
Then that might be a problem with the servers then.
Yeah, but
that off.
Right. I really recommend checking it out. It's really fun. Rocket League.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm happy. The other PlayStation Plus game for the Vita is Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions.
That's a good game, too. I haven't played it on the Vita yet, though.
Might as well.
Yeah, oh, no, I will. I have it, you know, ready to download it, but...
I gotta do that.
Yeah, because that seems like a pretty, like, made-for-handheld kind of game.
Yeah, you can play that on the airplane. It'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta lock that in. I gotta remember to click that button.
Yeah, I did that. That's pretty much as far as I got.
I wish we didn't even have to click the buttons anymore. Just like...
I know. Come on.
We're on PlayStation Plus. I mean, I'd like to see what percentage of people every month go in and download the PlayStation Plus stuff and then don't buy anything. Like, because that's the whole reason they want you to go in there is to, hey, maybe you'll buy something else.
Well, I think it's to get you just to subscribe in the first place.
Yeah, I think it's the subscription is pretty good for them, too.
I think wasn't it kind of born from...
The subscription's fine, but just go ahead and download that stuff for me.
Right, of course. They don't want
to... Just say that I own it. If I'm subscribed during that month, don't make me have to like remember to go do this.
They don't want you to suck all their delicious bandwidth if you're not going
to
be...
have to do that. Just check the box that it's attached to my account.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Let's see. Also out is another Arcade Archives Wombat.
Yeah, I'll add it to my collection.
Jungle King?
It is Exerion?
I don't even know that game.
I know this game because the arcade marquee comes up from time to time on eBay.
There you go. But you've never played it.
I don't think so. It's a spaceship, like a 2D spaceship game.
Sounds like it would be.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Exerion.
Never heard of it. Wow, look at that. Huh. This is like, I should know all these. There's not that many like arcade games like this that I don't know.
I may have played it at some point. I don't.
Nah, I'm watching the video.
The name is just not something that rings a bell.
Jalico, 1983. Yeah.
Are there no Xbox One games this week?
They probably are, but they come out after Tech Gaming does his list. Oh, so I'm sure something popped up on Live. I know the Smite beta is now open to everyone.
That game's not bad. I mean, you know, I wouldn't don't know if you're gonna want to pay for anything in there, but it's worth checking out.
Also this week, Ant-Man came out for pinball and pinball effects.
Were you able to play it?
I have not yet. No, I downloaded it.
I downloaded it. I tried to play it, and it said that I needed an update. So I'm thinking maybe I just tried too early.
That probably was what it was.
So I may not be able to until tomorrow. Which is fine. It's not the worst thing that's ever
happened. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. What is Mercenary Saga? Is that like a Mercenaries game? Are they rebooting that on the 3DS? It's got the Mohawk guy?
Probably not, I'm thinking.
No. I was in my car driving to work, I want to say on Tuesday, and I have an old iPod that I keep plugged into my car. It's because it has 1,000 songs on it, and I just was keeping it on shuffle. And that "Oh No, You Didn't" song came up.
Nice. and Mercenary Saga 2 is a tactical RPG based on a fantasy world's stage.
So it doesn't have the Mohawk guy in it.
Right, exactly.
No, they did not.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Sucka
tried to play me. Now right. You're going to pay me.
Wii U, they put out Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for $10. That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's a great game. I mean, yeah. You know, you're not going to be disappointed.
Well, you have a Wii U, so yeah. You are going to be disappointed.
Chances are you're disappointed.
You've already been disappointed.
Ouch. Burn. Oh, no, you didn't. This is when Chibi hangs up.
Yeah, for the PC, we're getting back in on this.
I was just looking up one of the games. That's why I was quiet.
Was it Farm Frenzy Hurricane Season?
Nope, it was not.
That sounds fantastic.
It was not GTA 5.
Was it Anal Quest? I mean, Anna's Quest?
Nope, it was not GTA 5.
No, wow, look at that. Not GTA 5, yep, 75 cents.
Yes, there's a game called Not GTA 5. It's not GTA 5. The trailer, I'm watching the trailer. The first 10 seconds of the trailer are it's video from GTA 5. And then it says, like, why would you play this when you can play this? And then it's like all hand-drawn graphics. Like, it's a sneak game.
It's 74 cents?
It's 74 cents, not GTA 5.
I bet that game makes money.
It's really tempting just to buy that because of how dumb it is.
Exactly. That's why I said it.
That's like that dumb Starbucks bit on Nathan For You, right? When he opened up the dumb Starbucks coffee shop. It works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else we got here? Not Batman.
not Batman.
That's what I'm playing on PC. That's what a lot of people are playing on PC. Not Batman.
Ouch.
That's it for new releases, I believe.
Oh, Vector Thrust came out, by the way, this week. That's the it's the hand drawn jet combat game, isn't it? Cell shaded, I think so.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I have that. I played some of that. It's kind of cool. Check it out if you like those types of flight sim type games, but more arcadey with hand drawn graphics. You meant like Auto Modelista. Remember that game?
Yeah.
I do.
I pulled it out of a box earlier this week.
You saw it. I heard you get excited when I mentioned it, and I had no idea why, because it wasn't very good. It was a great idea, though.
The cover was nice.
Oh, it was a really cool idea, and it had a great look to it as well. But that's what this game has, a very similar look. But mostly positive reviews as well. All right,
anything else? When you pull out a lot of like Xbox One games out of a box,
yeah,
you get a lot of that, hey, this was a really good idea that turned into a terrible game.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for new releases? No.
Let's move on to some CAG news and shopping.
Okay. Did we do any?
I've done some shopping. I bought an Atari 7800.
You have it now, right? Or no?
No, it should be here in the next day or two.
I'm disappointed. I've never owned one. I remember there was a store by my house that always had a 7800 in stock, and my brother and I always said, we're going to get that, and we never got it.
It wasn't that great, though, was it?
No. Well, that's why we never, you know.
Well, the thing, it's the best way, I guess, to play 2600 games now. Because it plays the 2600 games as well. So I've got a modded one. You'll be happy to know, Cheapy, that it has an LED light on it.
Ooh, where?
Just on the power button.
Oh.
It's got like a blue LED. It's upgraded to do the S-Video out. So I get the premier Atari 2600 and 7800 graphics on my 120-inch screen.
Here's some 7800 trivia for you.
Sure.
In 2009, IGN chose the 7800 to be their 17th best video game console of all time. Congratulations, Atari. Number 17.
The award's in the mail.
Yes.
From the company that brought you Pride Fest the game.
It was $140 when it launched in January, 1986.
I may have paid more for this one.
A little bit?
Wow.
Yeah.
It went up in value, eh? Well it's got more goodies in it.
With the mods.
The light and everything.
Yeah. It has a light, so that doubles the price.
Hmm. Okay. What else we got here? Where are we? Any other shopping? I'm trying to think.
I'm just saving up for that Amazon thing this next week.
You think Prime it'll be any good? Do you think the Prime Day is going to be...
If they are advertising it on TV with commercials, it's got to be pretty good.
I don't know. I'm suspect of it. I feel like it. You know what the real annoying thing about it is? It's on the 15th, which is my wife and daughter's birthday. So I can't buy them something on... I could buy them something on Prime Day, but they won't have it on their birthday.
Just take a picture of it and put it in an envelope and give it to them. And say, hey, it's coming tomorrow.
Sabrina's gift was bought today, so she has that. That's now hiding under the bed. You'll be happy with the cheapie.
It's a pony.
It's a pony.
Awesome.
Yep, an Apple pony.
What is it?
It's an iPad mini.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would I be happy with it?
Because she's part of that Apple ecosystem.
I don't know. What was I?
That's a pretty sizable gift there.
Yeah.
Well, it's she's getting one gift from every family member.
I'm not happy with that gift. It's from
mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and cousins. This is all you get.
Steve Jobs would not approve of that gift.
Well, you know, Steve Jobs is dead.
That's what killed him. He wouldn't let his kids use an iPad. And they killed him for it.
There you go. See?
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. But now she'll have her very... I don't even have one. She'll have her own.
The thirst was so real for that portable entertainment.
Yeah.
That they killed their father.
There you go.
Now you know why Wombat gave it up so easy.
Exactly. That night didn't have to pay that much for it.
All right. How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff? Anybody playing more Batman?
I am playing more Batman. I am about 80% with the main story.
Oh, you're kicking my ass now. And what are you on the overall, like when you load up the save file? What is it?
I want to say I'm like 50%.
Okay, we're right there then.
Yeah, I haven't been doing that much of the side missions. I've kind of been... Well, you hit a point, though, in the main story where that's all you can do for a little while.
Oh, okay.
And I just got past that, where I can do side stuff again. So I'm debating whether or not I'm taking a break or if I'm just going to finish the main story out. I don't know. It's a lot to think about. The problem is that I'm also at the point in the game where if I never have to drive the Batmobile again, I would be so happy. And I know that that's not the case. You get there's a fight, a boss battle that involves you being in the Batmobile that is so incredibly frustrating.
Firefly?
And stupid.
Is it Firefly?
It's not a Firefly. No, okay. It's not Firefly. That's okay. A side mission. And those are terrible too.
Okay. But it's the main story.
The main story in your tank. It's the tank. The tank mode of the Batmobile is such a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. It's maybe a bad idea in this particular game.
Yeah.
I like the actual tank.
If Rocksteady wanted to make a game called Tank Man or Captain Tank.
Tank Girl. Remember that movie?
Yeah, sure. Comic? Fine. Go for it and make your tank game. But it's not for Batman. That game is at its best when you're beating up a bunch of dudes or sneaking around to knock out a bunch of dudes.
The best thing that this game could do with its season pass would be like all of the season pass content does not involve the Batmobile.
Well, so they only announced one thing so far, and that's the Batgirl stuff, and there's no Batmobile in that. But I was thinking the same thing too. Like, I wonder if they know that the Batmobile is terrible. And there'll be no Batmobile deals.
So that they shove it down your throat when you buy the game. Like, I stink this fucking Batmobile. And then, like, it makes the DLC look that much more appealing when it's Batmobile
because
free.
Because it doesn't have any... Exactly.
Interesting.
That's my theory. I was actually thinking of that today, too. Like, I wonder if they're going to go that route because everyone hates the Batmobile. It's a good... It's not even that it's so terrible in the game, like, the first couple of times.
It's too much Batmobile,
They should leave me wanting more. Not if I never drive the Batmobile again, I'll be perfectly happy.
I haven't hit the part yet that makes me want to.
You will. You will.
Maybe I'm really good at it.
You might be. Maybe you'll burn through. It took me an hour to do.
Oh God. Have you upgraded? Does it matter if you upgrade the Batmobile's guns?
I should have. It's not so much the guns. You may want to upgrade the armor.
Yeah,
I didn't max that out, and I think that was my mistake.
I'm very late in upgrading the Batmobile because
you don't want to drive it. You want to upgrade Batman because upgrading Batman is cool.
Well, I just feel dumb like upgrade. Okay, like I'm going to upgrade the cannon on my Batmobile. Like it just feels stupid. Like shouldn't be a cannon anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I investing in my cannon? That whenever they ask you, it's cool how they ask you like what upgrades you want. You can choose. Like Alfred asks.
Oh, the three upgrades, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not choosing the guns because I figure that's just too boring to choose the guns. But
yeah, you choose the EMP or you choose the whatever the other one is.
Oh, hacking.
Turn it into a bad guy. I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
A good guy.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. But
whatever. Batman kills a lot of people.
Okay, but here's my final question on Batman, and then we can move on. Well, maybe two things. at Duran603 writes in and he says, Justin McElroy called Batman the best game this console generation in his review. Agree?
I don't know yet.
What's the competition?
I don't know yet.
Shipwreck knows the competition. What's the competition, Shipwreck?
Diablo?
Witcher? Dragon Age?
Far Cry 4?
Right. Okay, so there's some competition there. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Black Flag?
I'll tell you one thing. The story is very good and very dark, a lot darker than I was
expecting. Yeah, the actual main storyline, that's why I kept playing it, is because I'm like, oh, I want to know what happens. I didn't think I'd want to know what happens, but I really do.
It is definitely not for children to be watching.
No.
More so, even more so than I would say the animated films. Well, maybe about the same. But I think maybe this is a little darker, though, maybe.
I don't know. All I want to know is whoever at that studio decided that Robin should have a shaved head. I can't. I don't like you. It looks dumb.
Well, they have to differentiate the Robins, you know?
Stupid shaved head Robin.
Hey.
Stupid.
At Thor... There's Thor Buns now. Did you know we had a Thor Buns? We have Thor Bon and Thor Buns.
Well, you know, it takes all different strokes, right?
Any news on the status of the Batman Arkham Knight on the PC? There's no new patch yet, but I did, with the help from Patrick from Giant Bomb, he showed me that there's this program you can... This is so ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous that they released the game knowing that it was so broken, and it was supposed to be like a marquee game for NVIDIA. That's the people who make the graphics cards, Wombat. It was like, you know, they really publicized it, and they were packing the game in with the cards. And there's a post on the Steam forums by a guy who basically figured out what was wrong with the PC version. And he's like, these guys had to know how fucked up it was. And they just said, what are we going to do? And just released it. Anyway, there's a program you can download that's supposed to change all the settings to optimize it for you and fix all the things that the developers, that the port got wrong. And I tried it out, and it did seem to make it a difference. But unfortunately, it still doesn't support multiple graphics cards, which is what I have. So it's not really that big of an improvement. But it's still playable for me. But it is ridiculous how they just released this thing and thought, we'll deal with it. If it's a total disaster, we'll just deal with it then. But they knew it was totally screwed up. What else we got here?
Did you see any of the new zombie modes they announced in Call of Duty? Black Ops 3?
No. My interest level in Call of Duty is pretty low.
What if I told you could play as Heather Graham?
Or Jeff Goldblum.
Or Ron Perlman.
You have my attention.
Or I think it's Neil McDonough. That's
that I don't know who that is.
He was Dum Dum Dugan in the first Captain America movie.
The first one with Ned Beatty?
The first Captain America movie.
Like the really old one?
No. Oh. The one that came out like...
I don't know who that character is.
Okay. Well, you'd recognize him if you saw him. But the other three people, yes, are decidedly more famous.
All right. Well, that's not going to get me to buy the game, I don't think.
No,
What about a mini fridge?
I saw that.
Would that help you buy the game?
How much does that cost?
I think it's $200.
And it's a working mini fridge?
It's a working mini fridge that holds 12-ounce cans, I believe.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 12-ounce cans. 12.
$160 bucks with a gamer gift card. I mean, Gamers Club Unlocked. Call it Gamers Gift Card?
You can. I don't see anyone stopping you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That also gets you like all the season pass and everything too. So,
I mean, for $160, if you wanted a cool little collectible fridge,
think of what you just could said, Wombat. Think about those words you just strung together.
I mean,
cool collectible fridge. None of those things go together.
You know what?
Cool and fridge go together cool fridge when you're describing
cool
the temperature.
Fridge does. You know what? If I was still a single guy living in my little studio apartment in Manhattan where I didn't even have a full refrigerator, I could totally go for something. I could have gone for something like that next to my couch.
Shipwreck's thinking about it right now.
Exactly. How cool would that be in his basement? Oh, you want a soda? Try my soda fridge.
Try my nerd fridge.
Exactly.
I don't even, like, I'm not that, like, is it drink juggernog? Am I supposed to know what that is?
If it was a Mortal Kombat fridge, Shipwreck would have ordered five of them by now. One for every room.
If it was a Sub-Zero brand fridge, yes.
If this was like Nuka-Cola or something like that I associate with a game.
Then it's definitely, I understand that appeal. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like if I was a Call of Duty guy, I could see the appeal of this. I don't think it's ridiculous at all.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculousness. it's ridiculous for what it is. But if I was a huge Call of Duty fan and I had, you know, disposable income, I would. I have no problem with someone buying that.
Oh no, I don't have any problem with anybody buying it. It's, that's what I mean. There's been worse collector's editions.
Significantly
out there
worse.
What about the Mirror's Edge $200 collector's edition?
What comes in that one? It was like all these collector's editions were getting announced today. It looked like a statue, right. Some bookends or something.
A mirror. No, I think it's just a statue.
A mirror with an edge. Is that what it is?
I don't know. I saw it was $200. I guess $200 is the new $150 for collector's edition.
I don't know. I mean, the Fallout one is only like $120, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
And that comes with a Pip-Boy.
Well,
and that's
it's plastic.
Cool.
It's not a computer.
I mean, I'm not buying it, but, you know.
Right. What does it say here? I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. I just saw the pay. It was like $200. It was a statue and some other shit. I don't know. I don't know if there's any. But you know what? I thought I read, though, actually, at the margin, it wasn't that great on those. But then why bother? I don't know. That must have been wrong. Maybe I imagine that. What else we got here?
Toy Soldiers announced the last two factions. This is the game that has, last time they announced He-Man and G.I. Joe as factions.
Oh, okay. So there are two more.
Two more. We were speculating that they were going to be Cobra and Skeletor.
It's not.
One of them is Cobra.
Oh, okay.
The other one is Assassin's Creed.
No.
Yeah, it's not nearly as interesting as the other three. Then I don't quite understand what real-time strategy Assassin's Creed is, but...
No, but it's not a toy, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I didn't make the stupid game.
It just screams of Ubisoft wanting to tie Assassin's Creed to every game they can.
Well, it's their biggest franchise, and did they do the last two Toy Soldiers? I feel like they didn't.
I think they published the second one.
Did
I'm
they?
Not positive on that, but
I like the second one. The second one is much better than the first one, if you ask me. I finished both of those games.
Well, I'm sure you're excited to use the Assassin's Creed universe.
I mean, I'm excited to use the G.I. Joes. I'm curious to know how varied it is, like how many G.I. Joe toys there are.
Microsoft published the second one.
Okay, that's what I mean. So
this is the first one from Ubisoft.
So
they just couldn't help themselves. Like, all they had to do was not do this.
Right. Get Transformers, get something.
Well, they can't get Transformers. Okay, that's Activision.
We'll get some toy.
Yeah, but that's just it. There. They just needed some toy.
They had Skeletor. They already had the license.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that they plugged it into the spreadsheet and they said, if we attach Assassin's Creed to this, it's going to sell this many units. But it just doesn't fit in this instance. Like, this is a game about 1980s toys battling against each other.
It's like putting a tank in a Batman game, basically.
Right. Which I'm sure that was a spreadsheet as well. Was, hey,
more guns.
What if we added some more guns in here?
People like Batman, but they also like big guns. And that, you know, it doesn't necessarily go with Batman, but fuck it. Spreadsheet says do it. We got to do it.
Yeah. So it's just a bummer that it's in there. Like it doesn't add anything to the game.
It could have been Mask.
Yeah. Like how much does that cost to get?
Probably a nickel.
Love that motorcycle that turns into a helicopter.
That was a pretty badass toy.
Condor.
Condor, you mean?
Yeah, Condor.
I also
Brad
like
Summers,
the
driver.
Who's the driver?
Brad Summers.
I like the Jeep that turned into a boat. I like that one a lot too.
That was.
Come on.
Oh gosh.
Come on. Can you do it?
Oh, I should be able to do it. Dusty is the name of the driver.
That is the name of the driver. His name is Dusty. That is true.
Thundercracker. Thunder something.
No,
that was the helicopter. Wasn't it?
Well,
that's
the Transformer.
That's the main vehicle. That's the Trans Am.
The Trans Am that turned into a plane that was the laziest of the transformations.
Yeah.
Look, the gull wings go up. Yeah, good job.
I had the big helicopter. What was that called?
The Cobra something?
Yeah, I had that one.
Wait. The bad guy. About Miles Mayhem's?
Yeah, vehicle? Miles Mayhem. Wasn't it like a Cobra something?
It was...
Now I gotta look
man.
I feel like it had a snake name.
Well, the name of their the bad guys was Venom.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm saying a snake name.
How come they don't tell me?
I had Boulder Hill. Wasn't that what it was called?
Yeah, it's the volcano disguised as a gas station.
Yep. I was right. Okay, Firecracker was the pickup truck.
Yeah, we're not talking about the pickup truck. We're talking about the Jeep that turns into a boat.
Okay, that was Gator.
Thunder. Gator. Yeah, Gator.
Dusty Hayes was the guy's name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thunderhawk was the Camaro.
Was the Camaro. It's a similar name.
With the doors that just go up. That Switchblade was the helicopter.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was called. Okay. Not Cobra.
And that was that was awesome too.
Yes, with Miles Mayhem.
Well, it was okay. The fat wings guy just always popped out on it. Like after a while they just wouldn't stay in place in helicopter form.
What was the name of the guy that came with the motorcycle that turned into a submarine? The sidecar was a submarine.
Oh, Sly Rax.
Thank you. There was a dude.
Piranha.
Yes.
That's the name of the vehicle.
Piranha, right.
With the character with a terrible name. Sly Rax.
All the names, what are you talking about? The names in Mask are fantastic. Miles Mayhem, there's never been a better named villain than Miles Mayhem.
There's also the Tracker Brothers.
Who was Matt's brother?
Scott. T-Bob. And, he drove T-Bob.
No, that's his son.
Oh, it's his son, right. Oh,
Scott is his son.
Oh, yeah, look at T-Bob. Look at that fucking thing.
T-Bob's the robot that turned into a scooter.
Right.
The Rhino is the tractor trailer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the semi-truck.
Yeah, semi-truck. Yeah, that's what I meant. Same thing.
That was a good one. I had that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good toy. I had a lot of these fucking things.
It's because they were awesome.
They were awesome. My mom gave them all away, by the way.
That's what moms do.
I sold them all to Singapore? I don't know. Was it Singapore? Somewhere. I sold them all to some other country that paid a lot of money for them.
Who knew?
Yeah.
What else we got here? Sony? So did Sony announce a new PS4 or something?
Did they announce it for this country or just because they announced that the Destiny limited edition one, but that's not a new console from what I understand.
Is the only one they announced the 1 terabyte one for Europe? Is that?
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think they've announced it for here yet.
Oh, okay. Somebody wrote in about that.
No, I'm not going to get an imported console, no.
Jay Schmazel wrote in, and he wanted us to talk about Xbox One backwards compatibility. A lot of people wrote in. They want us to talk about it in general. I think there's a lot of confusion about how it works. Did we talk about the Criterion thing last week, or did that happen between shows?
That happened between shows, I believe.
Criterion came out, and then just, I guess, on Twitter, and just said, hey, we want to make Burnout Paradise backwards compatible, right? Is that what that's basically what they said, right?
Criterion said that they were talking to Microsoft about it. Yeah, in talks, I believe.
And people were wondering on Twitter, like, what does that entail? What does that, you know, what does that take to get that to happen? And apparently all it takes is permission from the publisher who owns the game.
So EA in that case?
Right. And then you just tell Microsoft, yes, we want it to be backwards compatible. And then they flick a switch and then it happens. I don't think there's any additional programming that needs to be done to make it happen. That's what I'm pretty sure that's what they said during E3.
Did they mention anything about all the lawyers I'm sure involved in this?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's Criterion's call to make. They don't.
No, I don't. I don't think. I'm hoping when they said we are in talks,
they meant
that
EA.
EA was. But at the same time, it was weird coming from the Criterion account.
And it also seems very unlikely. Like, I don't think, like, look, EA is putting out a Need for Speed game this year. So why would they make their old games backwards compatible, like, around the same time? Because that's when all this stuff is coming. I could see them making it, like, a pack-in, like, you know, pre-order the game and you get Burnout Paradise. But just to throw it on there for nothing, it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Well, I think the hope is that people will buy it digitally. So they would see it on the Xbox store and
But you don't want to release that alongside your new Need for Speed game, which costs tens of millions of dollars.
I'll see you and I'll go the opposite. Maybe you want the backwards compatibility to be ready actually sooner than you're releasing your game. Let people play the old game, remember how great it was, and then like, oh yeah, and here's the new hotness.
Maybe. I don't think they think that way though. That's too much forward thinking.
Because that makes sense to me. I mean, you know, I've done that before where, you know, you get it, to psych you up for the new one, you play the old one again.
The spreadsheet has the answer somewhere.
I'm sure the spreadsheet's always access, right.
Though.
I
would be surprised if you see it as just something that happens as opposed to something that you have to pay for or you get with a purchase.
It depends on the game.
Yeah, I think it's just going to take a while for all this to fall out because Microsoft didn't tell anybody this was happening. Like, everybody that we talked through at E3, publishers, developers, they had no idea that this was coming. And so now they're all trying to figure out, okay, what do we do?
Right.
Like, how does this help us? How does this hurt us? Do we have a person that we stick in charge of this to work with Microsoft on?
But when we talked to somebody, we won't say who they were, but their initial impression was, I don't know, we have a new game coming out. Why do we want to, and we think it's much better than the old one, and we want, obviously, people to buy the new one. Why do we want to put this old one out there and detract from our sales? That's like their initial thought.
See, but that's not, because that's not the way to think about it, because that isn't quite an accurate way, because right,
it's
now
an old way
about,
of doing it.
These are people that already own your old game and already played it and are already sold in fans. So to give them the ability to play the game that they already own, but isn't going to look as nice, have as many features, or play as well as your new game, is actually a good thing, because they'll be playing it and they'll be going, "Yeah, this is great, but I haven't seen the new trailer for the new one yet. Wow, it looks so much better than this POS I'm playing. I better put this down and run to my local video game retailer and buy it and come home and play that awesome game, or just download it right away on their console."
Maybe.
They could be downloading the new one while playing the old one.
Woo. Future.
Yeah, exactly. But so the idea that playing the old game will deter people from buying the new one is pretty stupid.
Mm.
Just saying.
And Dale A asks, will Xbox 360 backwards compatibility take advantage of the new hardware as it applies?
I'll tell you,
to
the loading
times.
There's still loading times on Hexic, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't know if loading, you know, it's still loading shit off a hard drive, so I don't, and that's what it was doing before. So,
well, you could get a solid state drive and to load faster that way.
Right. That'll work. But you could do that. Yeah. Yeah. What else we got here? Nintendo.
This isn't entirely Nintendo, but it's... So, Skylanders.
Mm-hmm.
We know, like, at E3, they announced that in order to get Donkey Kong, you have to buy the Wii U version.
Which makes sense.
Okay. In order to get Bowser, you have to buy the 3DS version.
Okay, that sort of makes sense.
Then they come out and they announce, hey, we also have the Dark Edition Skylanders coming out, which has been a thing that they've done for a while. But now there's Donkey Kong Dark, and there's Bowser Dark, and now it's just a nightmare, because all I want to do is buy this stupid thing. Which I ordered one today. I ordered the Dark Edition.
But you can only buy the Dark Edition of the game. So you have to buy the full game.
The starter pack.
The starter pack.
How much is that?
$100 for the dark edition. I got it. There was maybe a price error on Target today. It was $75 on Target. So I locked in one there.
Right.
But oh my gosh. And these are amiibos too. So it's going to be a nightmare.
Burn it all down.
So you have to buy Skylanders the game twice for the Wii U and twice for the 3DS in order to get all four amiibo landers.
Yes.
Yeah. Way to go, Nintendo.
Oh, I'm sure they know what
and
they're
Activision.
Doing.
I'm sure the spreadsheet told them to do this.
They're like rubbing their hands together, you know?
Oh, wait, no. Bowser also comes with the Wii version of Skylanders.
That's sad.
Oh, this is a nightmare. But
only for people like you, Shep. Most normal people don't care.
Right.
No offense.
I know.
This is why I don't want to get involved with the whole Disney Infinity shit. I recognize
Disney does it to where it's super bland because there's nothing that's rare, and all the figures are always available.
So that's what I want, I guess.
Right. You're not into the
and I have a feeling Lego Dimensions will be exactly the same.
I'm not looking to hunt down things.
No. Yeah. There's no chase. Skylanders and Amiibo have the chase. In Skylanders, it doesn't seem like they have as much of a chase as they did with the first wave.
Well, they have. Skylander has the ability of you walking into a store and seeing something that you don't have that you could then buy, whereas Amiibo, it's just you walk into the store and know that there's nothing there that you can buy. So,
yeah,
it's a different kind of chase. But yeah, I think you should probably get it on the Disney GP.
I'm thinking about
on the third one.
On the third one
on Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you and Ty would have a really good time with that.
I got the Yoda
already. I think Ty would actually like the toy box a lot. You know, when he was here, I should have put it on.
Oh no, it's fine. He's got enough games. Thank you though. He loved your dog.
Yeah, Zelda's nice. I don't even know where she is. She's usually sitting next to me when I do the show. She may be weirded out because we have strangers in the house.
What else we got here? Oh, I just want to complain that there was a patch for GTA 5 on the PC, and now I can't launch the game at all.
GTA 5 or not GTA 5?
GTA 5. Not GTA 5 probably works fine.
So not GTA 5.
Not GTA 5. Correct. I would like to play it at some point, so if they could get on that and fix it, that'd be nice. All right, how about some CAG bag? There's not much in the CAG bag. Carlos, our friend Carlos Lopez writes in and asks, when is CAG going to Comic-Con?
I'll be going to the Cincinnati Comic-Con in September.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Cheap, are you going to go to New York Comic-Con?
When's that?
I think that's in October.
Sure. It's at the Javits Center?
Yes.
I can go.
Doesn't San Diego Comic-Con just look like an absolute nightmare to all of us?
Last year, there were more people at New York Comic-Con than San Diego.
But you just see the pictures of the San Diego.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't look like fun to me, no.
And you just know, like, there'll be like items there that you want to buy, and you just have to wait in line, and then there's no guarantee that they're going to be there.
How's the New York one? Have you gone?
Yeah, I haven't been in like 2 years.
It's probably bigger now, right?
It's much bigger than the last time I was there, so I don't even know if I could speak to it. But
they don't have as many like exclusives and stuff, right? Like the San Diego Comic-Con.
It depends. Who knows what'll be there this year? Like they keep saying every year, they say, "Oh, this is gonna be the year that it's gonna be bigger than San Diego." So who knows? Maybe one day they'll get it right.
I saw that.
It's not. It's never going to be. San Diego is the one that all the exclusives and everything go to.
That Devastator looked pretty good. You saw that?
Yeah, but you're just going to have to buy it on eBay. Like, oh, wait, the Devastator, did they have that on Big Bad Toy Store? Like, that's the other thing. Like, they have these San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, but then there's websites that also have the exclusives. So you have an opportunity to buy them there as well.
Oh, same price?
Yeah, usually. But I don't know if that was one there or not. But
I think I ordered it already. The regular version.
Oh, not the special edition one.
Yeah. It's special edition, just a box, right? Or I don't know.
No, I think it has some extra stuff with it and everything. Oh. I mean, I've ordered stuff before, or my wife has from, like, she got me the Cobra Commander Starscream one that they had a few years back.
If it's just extra parts, I lose all those anyway in the first day. So,
sure.
I don't really care about that. Speaking of shows, let's remind our friends on Long Island that they can hit up the there's a Long Island Retro Expo, like a gaming expo. That the guy invited us to come, but I'm busy that weekend. It's in at the end of August, August 20. When was that? Let's give this guy a free plug. August 29th. It's in Hapog, Wombat.
Home of the video recorders.
That's right. That's true. So it's August 29th if you want to go. They wanted us to come and do something, but I have a lot of friends coming to town that day. So I'm going to be with them. I'm going to be not in Hapog. What else we got here?
Did you, at Comic-Con, did you see that they announced Street Fighter Cross G.I. Joe comic?
If it was a game, I'd be interested.
I know, that was the whole thing. It was like, I saw the screen, I'm like, ooh, that looks interesting, and then it was a comic.
And it's less interesting.
It's really less interesting to me. Like, I like G.I. Joe comics, but I don't have much interest in Street Fighter comics.
But you don't want to
know. You don't want to know the backstory of Blanca.
I know the backstory of Blanca.
Yeah, me too. I saw the movie, but still,
Jimmy, right?
Was that his name?
I believe so. Yeah,
he was Jean-Claude Van Damme's best friend.
You never want to be Jean-Claude Van Damme's best friend in a movie.
No, you don't. I saw Bloodsport too,
or his like sibling. That's not a good place to be in.
No,
generally, just don't. Don't associate with Jean-Claude Van Damme in a movie.
Or in real life, probably.
He might not be that bad of a guy.
I don't know.
Don Walton Jr. writes in and asks, Rock Band 4 or Guitar Hero Live?
Whatever goes on sale first.
No.
Whatever's cheapest when I decide I want to play a game with plastic instruments again.
Rock Band 4 has the guitar, the freestyle guitar solos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be pretty good. We got to play that at E3.
I don't know.
That's the first one I'll get probably, but I'm sure I'll get both of them because I'm interested to see if the Guitar Hero stuff, like it's set up almost like a free to play type of game.
With the radio stations.
Yeah,
such.
With the radio stuff.
They're not going to get that right. I'm not very optimistic.
It's very ambitious.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you guys been using Apple Music?
No.
I haven't installed the update yet.
I like it a lot. I'm probably going to be paying for it.
Do you have Spotify now?
No.
What do you have now?
I have my iTunes.
Uh-oh. Amazon Prime.
Well, I have Amazon Prime and yeah. Like I have plenty of ways of listening to music, but I just like the way that this just populates with stuff that it thinks I'll like and puts out playlists. And it's, I don't know, it's just an interesting way of, like, easy way for me to listen to music that's not the same all the time.
Has Wilson Phillips popped up yet?
Probably.
Good. It is good.
If it's not there, just hold on for one more day.
Right. I listen to, like, there's these curated playlists as well. I listened to one today that was third wave ska songs about food. I was into that. I don't know. I know Spotify probably does a lot of the same stuff, but I just never got into it. And this one just kind of like seamlessly works on an iPhone.
And it seems like it's easy to share with your family as well.
Right. So
I signed up for the trial. I just haven't really used it that much because I have Spotify as well. And it's just old habits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else here? No, there is not. I think we're done. We're out of things to talk about. So let's thank everybody for listening and remind them to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, and at Shipwreck, and of course at Video Game Deal. Shout out to Thorbon3 for holding that down. Anything else?
I got some new socks.
I saw those Qbert socks.
They're pretty good. I'm really on board with Pixels merchandise because a lot of it has nothing to do with Pixels and is just old retro stuff.
Right. So, just making more retro stuff available.
Right. Like if it wasn't for Pixels, I'm pretty sure I would not have walked into GameStop and found Qbert stocks. So
Ty is very excited for that movie.
Thank you, Adam Sandler.
Ty's like, I saw the commercial for Pixels and it looks really funny. I think it's going to be really good. And I was like, Ty, Adam Sandler, I don't know. He's no, it looks good. It's going to be good. So
I think Ty's going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I may have to take him. See, that would be a great 4DX movie.
I really think there's a market for this. Like, they're going to make money on this movie, I think. Just because it's kids.
Cheap cashing.
Yeah, kids that are interested in it, and then like begrudging adults that will take their kids to it.
Fine, there's fucking Pac-Man in it. Like, how bad could it be? At least I know some of the characters. It's going to be horrible. Just look at his Rotten Tomatoes page. It's brutal. You could literally add up his last 10 movies and you wouldn't hit 100. Maybe not, but it would be very close. Yeah, so I guess that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
Convert Switchblade to jet mode. Surprise, Matt Tracker. It's mayhem. Battle station. Protect the Dakota, Bruce. I'm going up. Stacks ready to fire.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino.
Fire!
Each sold separately with action figure.
Cover me, Matt. 10-4. Sato's getting away. But you're not, mayhem.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino. Each sold separately. New from Kenner.